Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen, and we've got a long weekend this week, so let's find out what we can watch on that long weekend. Susie is here with some great suggestions. Susie, welcome back to Big Screen, Little Screen.
G'day, Kat. I've got a good one for you to start with. This one actually came out last week, but it is going to be released on a weekly basis. It's on Sky Show and it's called Billions, and season 6 has just dropped.
If you like a good show about a potential financial scam, I guess this one is a good one for you. What's it all about?
This series tells the story of hedge fund manager Bobby Axelrod as he accumulates wealth and power in the world of high finance. Axe's aggressive tactics to secure high returns often cross over into the illegal acts that US attorney Chuck Rhodes attempts to prosecute. Some of the storylines are based on real-life events that happened, including the prosecution of the owner of the New York Mets. All 6 seasons are now available on Sky Show, with episodes from season 6 being released weekly, so you have time to binge watch the first 5 seasons.
Let's have a quick listen without giving too much away.
What we do has consequences, intended and unintended. The decisions we make, the actions we bring, have weight. Come to work every day and be just and strong in the actions you bring. And don't waver.
Tell me a little bit more about the main actors from this one, Susie.
Yeah, there's some big names in this one, including Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis. Lewis has made his name on the small screen with hit roles in Band of Brothers as well as Homeland. And despite playing Americans in most of his work, he actually was born and raised in London, and his grandfather was the mayor of London. How about that? And Paul Giamatti is more of a big screen actor. You've probably seen him in a couple of movies. He's got supporting roles in Saving Private Ryan and Man on the Moon. But the role that I loved him the best in was a movie called Sideways. It's a hilarious movie where he plays the lead. So in this TV show, we see Giamatti playing the good guy, which is actually quite a nice change from his usual nasty, mean man roles that he usually plays.
This one is based, as you say, there's some sort of storylines that it picks up on based on truths. And well, let's just say some people are not pleased about that.
Yeah, if you're going to make a TV show based on real life events, you can expect some lawsuits. I think that's pretty fair. 2 suits have been brought against the makers of the show. Firstly, a woman who wrote a book claimed that her character's likeness was used and that the author was consulted for the show, but then not compensated or credited for her time. Hey, pay her. The other is from the Cayuga Nation, the Native Americans of New York, who claimed that their depiction in the show is defaming them and their representatives. The show has a character who shares a name with a real-life person, and this character engages in illegal activities, including blackmail and bribery. Both these suits have been dropped, but both of them are appealing.
That one is Billions, Season 6, and that one is started to come out now on Sky Show. So catch up with the previous 5 seasons and watch the releases each week. Moving on now to a documentary that, quite honestly, will not be a comfortable one to watch.
Yeah, truthfully, Kat, I struggled whether to mention this one, but I think it's an important one to mention.
I do.
This one is Jimmy Savile, A British Horror Story. It is out now on Netflix. So before his death, Jimmy Savile was one of the UK's most beloved TV personalities. And then after his death, an investigation revealed more than 450 allegations of abuse against vulnerable victims. So how did he fool an entire nation and for so many years? This documentary series delves deep into the life and history of Savile, both on screen and off, with extensive archive footage. Savile started off as a DJ before getting into radio, and eventually Savile hit it big on television with shows like Top of the Pops and Jim Will Fix It, which saw Savile granting the wishes of his viewers. His audience was mostly children, and it was geared towards that demographic. Later, it would be learned that many of his sexual abuse allegations stemmed from this program.
I remember Jim Will Fix It. I remember watching it as a kid, and it's just awful to think about the abuse afterwards and how on earth he got away with it and never had to face up to it, ever. Oh. Got away with it his whole life. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it so happens I've spent my life fixing things for people.
As a child, you just thought this guy can make things happen.
He knew everybody.
Well, I thank you for everything you do, for every good cause.
How on earth do you raise £10 million in 3 years?
With Jim, you accepted things as normal, but it was abnormal.
He was knighted, Susie. Knighted. Oh, gross. How did he get away with all of this? Anyway, I'm going to watch it because I want to learn a bit more and I think that education is key. But I go back to just saying a wholly uncomfortable watch. That one is on Netflix. For a show that is a very humorous commentary on, I think, feminism, we're going to move over to Apple TV and look at a show I'm very excited about called Raw.
Yeah, so we don't usually talk much about Apple TV, but this one looks really, really good. It offers an insightful, poignant, and sometimes hilarious portrait of what it means to be a woman today. It's featuring a unique blend of magical realism, familiar domestic and professional scenarios, and futuristic worlds. These 8 stories mirror the dilemmas of ordinary women in accessible yet surprising ways.
For example, the woman who was kept on a shelf, literally, or the woman who married a duck.
Mm-hmm. So the 8-episode anthology stars some awesome actresses. For me, I love Alison Brie and Betty Gilpin, who were both actually on Glow, which I loved. And also in this is Nicole Kidman. The show is based on a series of short stories of the same name.
Issa Rae from Insecure, another brilliant writer and actress, and that's another brilliant series to check out as well, Insecure.
Yeah, so this series highlights what it means to be a woman. These stories are considered darkly comic feminist fables. I can't wait to watch it.
Excited. Okay, so this one is one I think I'll enjoy watching. That one is Raw and on Apple TV. We also talked about Jimmy Savile, A British Horror Story, which is on Netflix now, and also Billions Season 6 gradually coming out week by week on Sky Show, but you can catch up with all the first 5 seasons which are already available. Susie, thanks so much for this week's Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the little screen this week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.